007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm commander in chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
So, Garrett, we are starting with Mr. Superman himself, Man of Steel, Henry Cavill. What's he up to?
Yeah, he has joined the cast of a new action thriller called Stratton. And now it's a film based on a series of 8 novels by the British Royal Marine and SBS Commando Duncan Falconer. The book follows the character of John Stratton, a lethal special boat services operative who specialises in rescuing high-value targets. I must admit, I've not seen Henry Cavill in that Man of Steel movie. I've seen all the Superman movies. I do like them, but I've not seen him in that particular one. But this film is spread across multiple locations, including southern Italy, Rome and London, and they plan to begin filming in the spring. So
very good. Absolutely. We turn to Laura Dern. She was in Dingle, of course, earlier this year. What's she up to next?
She's joining forces with Judd Apatow. They're going to produce a female football comedy. This is soccer, mm-hmm. I would imagine.
Yes.
They're writing it with Universal. Pam Brady's writing the script as well. The original idea was conceived by Dern, who brought the idea to Apatow. He, of course, is very good at taking these concepts and turning them into, you know, very accessible
yes.
comedies. Plot details at the moment are not known, but it's set in the world of obsessive female football fans. She was last seen, of course, in the box office hit The Fault in Our Stars and can be seen next in a new movie called Wild as well. So she's keeping busy. But yeah, Judd is the man to go to if you got a comedy idea.
It's true,
and you
isn't
want
it?
To just see it on the big screen everywhere.
Okay, you've some sequel news for us. It's always to see what next project Daniel Radcliffe is going for. So what's next for him?
In between his rapping and whatever else he's doing.
Yes.
Because yeah, he, if you look at it now, he's picked quite a lot of interesting roles since Harry Potter, and he's jumping from genre to genre all the time. He is going to star alongside Lizzie Caplan. People will know her from Masters of Sex, the TV series. They've officially joined Now You See Me 2, the sequel, playing characters named Walter and Lula, respectively. The studio's remaining quiet, though, on what role these characters are going to play in the story. Isla Fisher has not been announced in the cast, and if you remember, Jesse Eisenberg, Mark Ruffalo, Morgan Freeman, Woody Harrelson, Michael Caine, all were in the first film. She's not been announced, so we're not kind of sure what's going to happen in terms of, you know, what role they'll play, but it will follow the Four Horsemen 1 year after the first film. So John M. Chu is directing the film, and it's set to be released. They've announced a release date for 2016, June 10th.
Okay,
so they're
put that one in the diary. Now, it is festival time both here and across the water.
We'll start across the water because the London Irish Film Festival have announced their lineup. It's their fourth annual festival, which will run from the 19th to the 23rd of November. The festival aims to present the latest, I suppose, and greatest in Irish film and animation to a London audience. They've got some good films lined up. The recent cinema release Gold, director Niall Heary brought us that one. Unbrunthenous, which is on TG Cahir at the moment, directed by Tom Collins. They've also got the film base Masters Romantic Comedy Poison Pen, that's Owen Colfer's story, and the documentary Bloodfruit as well, that's Sinead O'Brien's Dun Stores apartheid documentary. They're going to be showing the UK premiere of Standby, that's coming out here shortly. That's Robin Ronenberg's film, which stars Brian Gleeson and Jessica Parry, and you know, they've got a lot of short films and stuff like that on show as well.
Great, so a lot of
busy
Irish
festival.
Interest there. Great
so
stuff.
Yeah, if you're listening in London, you should go along and check out the London Irish Film Festival.
Okay, meanwhile, Limerick.
Limerick are in their sixth year for the Limerick Film Festival. See, there's a lot going on
across
the country. This was the LIT-founded three-day event, but it has grown in size and reputation over the last few years, attracting hundreds of filmmakers from home and abroad. I mean, the countries that have been represented include USA, Canada, Japan, Belgium, France, Israel and Spain, to name but a few. But they're back and they're calling for entries from filmmakers. They also have a sort of an award ceremony at the end of the event as well, which is good. They run a lot of different masterclasses for people as well. So you can get entry forms and competition details for that now on their website, which is limerickfilmfestival.net.
Very good. And of course, it's all happening in Cork this weekend.
Right now, yeah. The Cork Film Festival is taking place. It's the longest running film festival in Ireland. I've been to it many times. It's always a great festival. There's a lovely atmosphere at it. And yeah, it's on. There's a lot. I mean, one that I picked out, Queen and Country, that's John Borman's movie.
Yeah,
that's on tomorrow night. But yeah, check it out, corkfilmfest.org. A lot of great movies.
Okay, if you're heading along to the Cork Film Festival, enjoy it. Now, Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah, he's kind of moving to a new role, speaking of festivals, and that's the Berlin International Film Festival, which is in its 65th year. He is going to be the jury president this
year. Interesting choice.
Interesting choice. I suppose, you know, they always try and pepper it with filmmakers. I think, you know, Mike Leigh would have been a jury president before as well. But he made his, Aronofsky made his feature film debut in 1998 with the movie Pi, and of course has since made a slew of critically acclaimed films such as Requiem for a Dream, The Wrestler and Black Swan. So yeah, he's going to sit on the board, play a different role and see how he gets on. That festival is going to take place between the 5th and the 15th of February, and it's a big marketplace as well for movies to be bought and sold and pre-sold.
Very good. Now, there's a follow through here in terms of a plan for a classic monster franchise, and we're not talking about Monsters Inc. We're talking about the really scary guys.
The really scary guys. I think Universal Studios are trying to create, like, you know what Marvel did recently with their announcement of all these spate of Marvel movies. They're looking at a classic monster franchise. And, you know, what are they talking about? They're talking about things like Dracula, Mummy, Frankenstein, the Wolfman, the Invisible Man, the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Him too.
So like, do you describe that as all the good stuff or stuff we've seen before? They're going to reboot it. They've got a creative team behind it. Alex Kurtzman, he was involved with Star Trek, and Chris Morgan, who's been involved with the Fast and Furious series, they're responsible for it. They already have one set, which is the Mummy for 2016. That's going to come back in a new form. And this other untitled monster film is now set for April 21st, wait for it, 2017. So it's penciled in. There ain't no script, there's no plan, there's no nothing.
But there'll
but
be a monster.
Booked in, so there will be a monster.
Very good. What trailer should we check out online, Gareth?
Yeah,
week?
Something completely different. And we know this is coming, and this is, I think, the second trailer for the movie, but it comes out in December. Is it just ahead of Oscars? Will it be there? Who knows? It's for Annie.
Oh, looking forward to this,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, so and like you've got in this particular trailer, you'll see that it has all the hallmarks of the original musical as well. So just check it out.
You know, Cameron Diaz as Miss Hannigan sounds extraordinary.
That's right, yeah. And the trailer sort of cuts down on her role. She was in the previous one, but there's a bit of Jamie Foxx in there as well. So check it out, the trailer for Annie. He has that young girl who starred in Beasts of the Southern Wild. She plays the lead role in the film.
I'll definitely check
it out. Yeah, so check it out. Annie, there.
Okay. New releases in our cinemas. Interstellar is the biggie, really, isn't it?
It is the biggie, and I suppose the problem is with this one is it has come with a whole load of hype.
Yes.
There's a lot of Christopher Nolan fans out there, and they love to see what he's going to do next, and they've been building themselves up for this one, and that's always dangerous, isn't it? Approaching a movie like this. The reviews have been a little bit mixed for it, but it is a big, big movie. Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Jessica Chastain starring it. Michael Caine, who likes to appear in a lot of Christopher Nolan movies, is there as well, and he's in this clip alongside Matthew McConaughey.
We must confront the reality that nothing in our solar system can help us.
Now you need to tell me what your plan is to save the world.
We're not meant to save the world. We're meant to leave it. And this is the mission we were trained for.
I've got kids, Professor.
Get out there and save them.
Well, that's quite a clip. That's Michael Caine telling him what to do.
Not Armageddon you're listening to there, honestly. Yeah, telling Matthew McConaughey what to do. A big movie, you know. This is a lot of money spent on it, big special effects. And, you know, it's kind of, people are talking about going to see it on the big screen. Mm. And that's what Nolan delivers, a big visual spectacle for people. Something completely different that's released is Out of Here. This is an Irish movie from a director called Donal Foreman. And it's about a guy who's a college dropout, has returned home to recession-struck Dublin. after a year of travelling and the realities of that when he gets back. Fionn Walton stars in the movie.
Very good. It's a document, yes.
It's unlimited release. So in Dublin is where you'll get to see that.
Okay. We have a documentary this week too.
We do, Sacra G.R.A. This is a documentarian deciding to, I suppose, tell the tale of part of his own country, roaming and filming over 2 years in a minivan on Rome's giant ring road, the GRA. So all the things that he discovers when he's filming there.
Very good.
Keira Knightley, Sam Rockwell star in a movie called Say When, and it's set in the throes of the quarter life crisis of Meghan, who panics when her boyfriend proposes, then taking an opportunity to escape for a week, hides out in a friend's home, and lives with her world weary single dad.
Quarter life crisis, I like
a quarter life crisis.
I didn't know that existed. Now we know.
There you go. Everything exists now.
It does indeed. We have Kristen Wiig on the big screen too.
You do, in a movie called The Skeleton Twins. Having both cheated death on the same day, estranged twins reunite with the possibility of mending their relationship. Sounds a wee bit creepy. Did you see any scary movies over Halloween?
I think I sort of avoided them. Did you?
You always avoid them. Yes. That's the thing. I did. I saw the Babadook. So I went to see that.
I watch Love Hate. That's about scary enough for me.
Yes. And can I pick that for my choice of finishing? Because you've got the double bill of Love Hate.
It's going to be good,
fall.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Quite confusing that people think, is there a double bill of Love Hate or what is it with the promo that's been going out? But it's one Love Hate and then the
and
fall.
And it's the end of Love Hate. That's been a super series. I really think it has.
Yeah, it has. The writing's been superb. And it's the start of the fall,
exactly,
which is great as well.
Looking forward to that. Okay. And what TV movie should we check out?
Yeah, one tonight, actually. Invictus. This is the movie about, I suppose, Nelson Mandela trying to, bring a divided nation together using the Rugby World Cup and Francois Pignard as his team to sort of inspire all South Africans. Matt Damon stars in that role and Morgan Freeman plays Nelson Mandela. Clint Eastwood directs. It's on RT2 tonight at 8:05. It's worth watching.
Excellent. Thanks, Gareth.
Thank you.